Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a master's degree. What you don't hear is the courage it took to put goodness on hold for greatness, the sacrifice it took to substitute hobbies for homework, and the fight it took to keep going when settling seemed easy. You don't hear the kids that need attention, the boss that needs reports, the pressure that shapes this student into a success. So next time you look at a University of Phoenix degree, know it's not as simple as it sounds. And that's why we rise. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
New CBS Tonight.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Cubs win! WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Score Update studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. The Bears announced this afternoon that they've used their franchise tag on wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey. The sides can still negotiate on a long-term deal until July 17th, but if no deal is reached, Jeffrey will earn $14.5 million next season. The 26-year-old played in just 9 games last season, but still managed to get 54 catches, 809 yards receiving, and 4 touchdowns. Also in football, the Denver Post is reporting that the Broncos are expected to use their franchise tag on Super Bowl MVP linebacker Von Miller. And also Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has signed an extension with New England that will keep him with the team through 2019. White Sox center fielder Adam Eaton apologized today for sending out a tweet last night during the Academy Awards that got him into some hot water on Twitter. The tweet read, quote, "What does it always have to be about black and white? Hashtag American." Here is Eaton's apology.
I apologize to anybody that was offended. I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, trying to downplay racism in this country. Just talking to the guys in the clubhouse, maybe African American, Latin American, of all descent. I like those guys just as much as anybody, and they like me.
To hockey, the NHL trade deadline passed about an hour ago, and the Hawks made only one minor move today, sending defenseman Dennis Robertson to the Carolina Hurricanes in exchange for 32-year-old goaltender Drew McIntyre, who will report to Rockford. After yesterday's win over the Capitals, the Hawks now sit atop the Western Conference standings with 83 points. New AP Top 25 poll out today. Kansas is the new number one team in the nation, followed by Michigan State at number 2, and Villanova drops down to number 3. Other teams of note in the top 25, Indiana all the way up to number 12, Purdue 15th, and Iowa drops down to 16th. Finally, to pro basketball, Bulls are off tonight, but they'll be in Miami tomorrow, the American Airlines Arena, to take on the Heat. Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic did not travel with the team, and Derrick Rose's status is still up in the air after missing the last 3 games with right hamstring tendonitis. Taco Bell finally revealed its biggest idea ever, the new Quesalupa. With delicious melty pepper jack cheese baked right into the shell, it's going to be bigger than, well, everything. Go get one today. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's auto show sales event going on now. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Scores at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
The Bears and the agents for Alshon Jeffrey. This was just the first move, mm-hmm. and then they can try to hammer out something long-term. And I don't think the Bears are going to end up getting any of the injury protections that they may want because they don't have much leverage in this case. You want the player, you're going to get the player, and you're going to pay him something close to market value regardless of his soft tissue injury issues.
You don't have to hack out any long-term contract. You don't want to, but right now you've got nothing else, and not that you don't have other problems. You do. You can address some in this draft, but he's got you over a barrel. Now the tight end, I don't know if he does or he doesn't, because you really don't have a tight end.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Ron Coomer on the Cubs.
The one thing that I've looked at all offseason and last year too, everybody that they've picked up, it seems like, has come from a winning program that's been a free agent. And to me, there's something to be said about that too. Not just picking up players that might fit, but they've won. And they've won in a big way in other places, and I think that's what they've done.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Terry Boars. Dan Bernstein.
The Tickle Lobster is here.
I've got to work.
Boars and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, welcome in. 305 Boars Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Been talking to you about the Bears and the move with Alshon Jeffrey. And really, kids, you know, the Bears had no choice in this. This is what was going to happen. I didn't think they were going to get a long-term deal done this quickly. So you're going to franchise him and see what happens. You can't, at this point in time, you don't know a damn thing about Kevin White. And I don't know a damn thing about Kevin White. You know a damn thing about Kevin White?
Nope.
You know anything? I don't know a damn thing.
Nope. We talked to him.
Nope. Yeah, I don't know a thing.
Nice enough. Mm-hmm. Everybody says he put in the work, but yep. Who knows?
Yep.
All the same questions that were there on draft day about his collegiate route tree and how that relates to an NFL one. I don't know. And he's got a new wide receivers coach to work with him.
Yep.
So we'll see. And Alshon Jeffrey will make an average of 14-6 if he ends up playing 6. On the tag. And they can tag him for 3 years if they want. But, you know, if you're the incentive for the player to get off of that franchise tag and negotiate something is to get yourself a better guarantee than just going year to year, because you'd hate to sort of fly with that little protection yourself. I think both sides will be better off negotiating something. And if I were a betting man, I would bet that they do come to some sort of fair multi-year deal in this particular case. And okay. And hearing the Adam Eaton stuff, if people are just joining us, he had an unfortunate tweet last night where he found himself in the outrage blender, where during the Chris Rock monologue, he was saying, why does it have to be about black and white? Well, there's a reason why it had to be about black and white last night. There's a very good reason, a very specific reason why. And I think that there's a bit of ignorance on his part, but no malice. I don't think there's anything. I don't think he intended to insult anyone, but he just came off like an idiot. Especially if you're on Twitter, if you're as active on Twitter as he is, you should know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the one piece that doesn't quite work, is that you should know what's going on. If you are actually on Twitter and out there, you should know what's going on with the hashtag of Oscar's too white or Oscar's so white, whatever it is, and all the stuff with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith and Spike Lee. You should be a little more aware than you are. And I think that's why completely tone deaf for him to tweet what he tweeted, but he didn't. I don't think he really wronged anyone, but look, if you go through the dance, you find yourself in the outrage blender, and then the outrage blender moves on to the next thing.
It eventually stops.
Yeah, it stops. It never stops. It just chews up whatever next thing, whatever the next outrage thing is. I think he'll be fine. I just think he wasn't really aware of the sensitivity of the situation and the significance of last night, because it was important. There was a reason that Chris Rock was looked at that particular monologue, and the tone of the evening was going to be examined. And look, the Academy themselves have admitted they got a problem, and that they're going to change their way of doing business, because it's a bad look and it's not fair to a lot of people, and they know it. So they've already decided, they've listened, they are effecting change. They're changing the way the votes are tabulated, the way the voter eligibility is for people in the Academy. And I thought that for the most part, they did a decent job addressing it. I'm more pissed that they didn't have Abe Vigoda in the death montage.
Abe wasn't in it?
How could you not have Tessio? That's Sal Tessio. Come on, man. You can't. You have a death montage without Sal Tessio in it? Please.
And you don't get a second chance. Unless you put it in like next year. That'd be a little silly. But Abe didn't make it?
No.
Wow.
And you had a nice version of Blackbird being done by Dave Grohl out there. And wow. And I thought, okay, we're getting there. And there's, you know.
Well, Abe.
Poor Abe.
Sorry.
Everybody thought he was dead, and then he was alive, and then he's finally dead, and he can't even get in the montage. The guy was in Godfather. Come on.
Well, maybe they thought he was dead already. They forgot.
Right. Maybe they thought they included him, or maybe they did include him a while ago. I don't know. Now, Alshon Jeffrey, according to Jason LaConfora, has received the non-exclusive tag. So I have to look up exactly what that means, because when you are... There's the exclusive tag, and there's the non-exclusive.
I'm not sure what that means either.
I know this is gonna end up being confusing one way or another.
Oh, it always is. No matter what, it won't be as bad as hockey. We'll get an answer out of this. That'll be fine. We'll get it. We'll understand it.
Kevin in Des Plaines, you're on the score. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Joel. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on the Bears. I know that with the NFL, football is obviously a game of adjustments, and I just wanted to see what you guys thought about the Bears' offense. What's something that you wanted to see different from last year as far as anyone getting an expanded role? I know that.
Well, can we wait to see who their players are?
Yeah, I guess.
We don't. I mean, like we just said, that we don't know anything about Kevin White.
Nope.
Yeah.
We don't know who the starting tight end is going to be. So,
but I'm excited, and I just wanted to.
What are you excited about?
The Bears, man. I mean,
why are you excited about them?
I don't know. Well, this is actually what I wanted.
Because he's excited.
But I'm just curious. What's causing?
This is actually what I want. Hey, say something rude and hang up on me because I think it'd be awesome.
What's causing the excitement?
Just being a big Bears fan, and just now you got the Bulls that they're really root for, and I'm not a big baseball guy. I know the Hawks are doing something. I like that, but.
The Bulls don't make it easy for you. I'll say that for them.
Yeah, okay.
They don't make it easy for you.
An exclusive franchise player must be offered a one-year contract for an amount no less than the average of the top five salaries at the player's position.
Got it.
As of a date in April of the current year in which the tag will apply, or 120% of the player's previous year's salary, whichever is greater. Exclusive franchise players cannot negotiate with other teams. The player's team has all the negotiating rights. A non-exclusive franchise player must be offered a one-year contract for an amount no less than the average of the top five cap hits at the player's position for the previous 5 years applied to the current salary cap, or 120% of the player's previous year's salary, whichever is greater. A non-exclusive franchise player may negotiate with other NFL teams. But if the player signs an offer sheet from another team, the original team has a right to match the terms of that offer. Or if it does not match the offer and thus loses the player, is entitled to receive 2 first-round draft picks as compensation.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you always do that then?
Well, it makes more sense to me. But then again, I'm a football amateur. I don't know that stuff, but... this is something I would recommend to our fine listening audience that really, I think before you get too excited about anything, you ought to know exactly what it is, at least kind of, like a rough chart.
Right.
I don't even have a rough chart for it.
I didn't have that. I guess I can't share in the excitement that Kevin and Displays has until I know who the players are.
I don't have quite the enthusiasm for something. I don't know what it is yet. Because you know old Foxy... He'll be making changes.
Even though he's worried about everything and everything's a problem.
That's right. Everything's a problem.
It's all a problem.
Thank you, John.
He's always worried about everything and everything's a problem.
And everything's a problem.
Now,
so
here's some excitement for you. I always ask you a reason for excitement. I want you to check out this email that I got. This is from John, who says, ever since Pecota came out with its White Sox win projection, I've been struggling to figure out where I fall in terms of optimism, pessimism. I don't think the division's great, and I look at last season as one in which just about everything went wrong. Nearly every player underperformed relative to his career averages, and on paper, anyway, clear upgrades have been made at several key positions. I think a 500 season is more than reasonable. Beyond that, we all know winning a championship in baseball requires luck,
and there are things the algorithms can't predict. So with absolutely zero evidence of causality, I am predicting the White Sox will be a playoff team this year based on what I'm calling the new broadcaster theory. Hear me out. In 2000, Darren Jackson joined the TV booth alongside Hawk. Team got hot early, led almost wire to wire, winning 95 games in the AL Central. We all know what happened in 2005. But prior to that season, the then flagship radio station jettisoned Dave Wills and handed pre and post duties to Brian Dolgan. 99 wins and a championship. In 2006, the Sox moved over to the Score, which meant another new pre and post host in Chris Ranji. In addition, John Rooney moved on to call games for his hometown Cardinals, so Farmio slid over to do play-by-play, and Chris Singleton joined the radio broadcast. They didn't make the playoffs, but they won 90 games and were arguably a better team than the one that won the World Series the prior year. 2008, Chris Singleton left to do national work. Steve Stone filled in on the radio side. That year's team won the AL Central after coming off an abysmal 2007, probably Ozzie's best job as a manager, given the lineup he had to work with, the headache that was Nick Swisher. That brings us to 2015. Another move to a new flagship station means another new pre and post guy. Add to the mix, Jason Benetti calling most of the home games on the television side, and the recipe's there for the White Sox to contend. Obviously, there's no merit to this theory. Everything I laid out is purely coincidental, but baseball can be weird and stupid. Changes to the broadcast teams are as good an indicator as any to hang optimism on. I'm taking the over.
It's as good as any.
I see. I mean, that's for you.
It's as good as any.
Right. That's as good as any. The announcer change application theory.
Yeah, I don't.
That's for you, the superstitious gambler.
Yeah, I would not be the. I'm not saying beyond that, but I would not be the least bit surprised that the White Sox stayed in contention this year. I would not be surprised.
I guess I wouldn't either. Nor would I be surprised if they won 74 games.
I would be a little surprised if they finished with 74 wins again. I'd be a little like, what now?
And this email,
what'd you do? What now?
Steve in Burlington says the worst thing about the montage missing on Abe Vigoda was they showed Alex Rocco, who played Mo Green. And they did, didn't they? How does Alex Rocco get in there and Abe Vigoda doesn't?
They forgot.
But you're not allowed to forget. You've got a person who's entirely their whole job all
you
year
only get one chance.
Is to compile that montage.
Yeah, because you can't really say he died in that year if he died the year before, can you? That's the kind of line, unless you say we're just going to kind of do a montage of dead people. Because that's not really what the idea of it is.
You don't know that that's their one job. Well, you don't know that to be true.
I might be making that up.
Yeah, probably.
But somebody's got to be in charge of it, right?
It's probably one guy doing everything.
Oh, now I forgot to do the death one again. No, but over the course of the year, it takes...
I guarantee you by now he knows it, yeah.
I'm sure to find some of the still shots they have of some editor that nobody's ever heard of, or somebody who was part of the Ziegfeld Follies that they're... I mean, they're going to... Somebody's in charge of it. How can you not know Abe Vigoda died? Or think, nah, Abe Vigoda, nah. He doesn't make my montage.
That wasn't what happened. I think they just forgot. You'd never miss Abe. I mean, he wouldn't that not intentionally say he does. Nah,
you're not allowed.
You can't
to
go nah to Abe.
That's what I think. Whatever. Bye. Second half at 3:30. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Hard to imagine, but it's already McGregor-Diaz fight week. The fight became official just a few days back, so one of the big challenges is formulating a workable game plan on extremely short notice, and especially against a striker like Conor McGregor. It better be airtight. Except Nate Diaz, he's got that game plan.
The game plan is to go in there, hit him with some good don't get hit, and come home with a pocket full of cash.
You know, the same game plan that every fighter in the history of the world has ever had. Hey, Nate, here's a piece of advice. Do what you want with it. Get to the mat, and try and win by submission, because there's no way you're going to stand in front of this guy and strike with him. I'm Jim Rome.
Climate Guard. Vinyl windows made in Chicago since 1975. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. Sick of hearing 2 for 1, buy 4, get 1 free. Act now. With Climate Guard, no gimmicks, no promos. Just the same quality window for the same low price. Ask your contractor for Climate Guard windows or call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Everyone knows Schneider is a great place to start a truck driving career, but I bet you didn't know this. Schneider has nearly 5,000 drivers with more than 1 million consecutive safe miles. Proof that Schneider is more than a starter company. Schneider offers tremendous opportunity for experienced truck drivers with a wide variety of flexible work configurations and ongoing growth opportunities. Your experience will fit in perfectly with Schneider's 80 years of industry leadership. See how and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of your number one home mortgage lender, Townstone Financial. I continue to get calls and emails from homeowners whose interest rates are above 4%. Please do yourself a favor. Take 1 minute. Dial 312-896-2111 or go to townstone.com and let us give you some no closing cost refinance options today. No closing cost means no hidden costs. I guarantee it, and I own the company. Remember, you don't have to restart your mortgage at 30 years or 15. We can customize the payback period. Also, if your home is worth less than what you owe, we still have the government HARP program, which will allow you to refinance and save money. And anyone who has an FHA mortgage or one with private mortgage insurance definitely needs to call me now so we can lower your monthly mortgage payments due to the recent increase in home values. The call is free and so is my time. So dial 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com. Townstone Financial is an Illinois mortgage licensee, 6629 and MLS 136639. Equal housing lender.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Monday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move.
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
The Bud Light.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
A day or two where your body's just sore and everything else?
Not at all. It's a process. I already put it into my mind that the year, it's going to be a long year. All I could do is work on my body, control what I can control, and all the other stuff is out of my hands.
Well, I think that's true, because it certainly would appear that Derrick Rose is going to do as he pleases. Said, there seems to be no doubt. You're not talking him into a damn thing.
And we have to stop trying to interpret what he's saying or assuming he doesn't really mean it. Or it's he's just naive and he doesn't really understand. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's completely aware of what he's doing and why he's doing it. Whether it's a regular season game, a playoff game, if he doesn't feel right, he doesn't want to play because he's concerned about his pending free agency after next season. Mm-hmm. He said it. That's enough. It's done. He said it, and that's the world we're living in now. He's been very clear about it.
Yeah, I would say quite the opposite of some who seem confused by it. He's been, to me, crystal clear about this.
Making sure my family is financially stable. You see all the money that they're passing out in this league. And just telling the truth. Just knowing that my day will be coming up soon. And it's not for me. It's for PJ and his future. So that's what I'm thinking about right now.
Because PJ's probably an expensive habit if the $300 million you already have plus is not enough.
Well, no worries. They're passing out money.
That's right. They're all passing out money.
They're passing out money in this league, dude.
Texter's suggesting that Abe Vigoda wasn't included because he died in 2016. But I think it's Oscars to Oscars.
Oh.
I don't think it's calendar year.
Oscar to Oscar. That would make more sense,
I think it's ceremony to ceremony.
How's it introduced? Just guys we've lost? I didn't see it.
I think it's people we've lost since we did this last. I thought.
Okay.
And because David Bowie was on there. And he died in 2016 also.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
So it can't be that, right?
Can't be. That's no good.
And the 773 says the New York Times did an investigative report on how the montage is compiled and found that, by and large, inclusion comes down to PR campaigns. Said if Abe Vigoda was left off, it's likely because no one advocated for him to get in. Seriously? Well, it wouldn't surprise me, knowing what we know about Hollywood, that somebody...
Too damn late. Not too damn late.
...try to negotiate to get on there, and it just, well, sucks for him, I guess. Well, too bad. But just, there's Mo Green, and there's no Tessio. It's weird. Southside, Solon, speaking of which, is on the score.
All right, cool. Before I get to Stephen Curry, Terry, I need for you to explain to me the corridors of I-80 and how the difference in weather, and also 65 compared to maybe corridors up north that brings in the inclement weather.
Don't go on 80 and don't go on 65.
Yeah, I know.
Don't go there. That bad. Death trap, both of them.
Very bad.
Death traps.
Okay. Stephen Curry, Dan, I kind of I'm starting to agree with you. People are starting to hate on that guy. And I thought the light-skinned guys were making a comeback, but they are—they are starting to hate on him a little bit. And this guy is a freaking phenom.
He's an alien. He's not human.
The light-skinned guys are making a comeback.
Well, I don't know if it's a light-skinned or dark, whatever the hell. Who doesn't like him? But look, Phil Jackson is extremely light-skinned to not like him, because Phil is saying, wait, we've seen this before. It's just Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Nah, we've seen it before.
Oh my.
ass.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Well, he's trying to manage it now. We're going to get to it in the second half. But Phil has since tweeted that people are misinterpreting his.
No, they're not.
Come on, Phil.
I mean, say Phil.
It was just a dumb thing to say. I haven't seen this before. Somebody has a spectacular couple of years, makes a bunch of. Look at the numbers. It's not even close. No one's ever done anything like this before.
And Solon, one other thing. No megabus.
Yeah.
No megabus.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Well, the fare is only a dollar, so they, for a dollar, they'll turn you into toast.
How much is it?
Where are you going? I don't know. Toledo? That's a buck.
It's a dollar.
Toast before you ever get out of Illinois, but yeah.
What do I get for a dollar? It gets burnt up and turned up.
Good God, y'all.
That's good advice. No megabus.
Yeah, and there are megabuses are rolling on I-65 too, so beware. The big flames. not the UIC flames.
Didn't one of them tip over too?
Yeah, they tip over. The wheels go on fire. All of a sudden they're rolling along merrily, and then the thing's on fire. I don't ask me.
Driven by James Brown.
I don't know why.
On the rims.
I really wish I knew why any of this was. I really wish I had a great answer for you and say, hey, well, of course this happens. No, it doesn't happen. Like you're 15 feet from where you started, 15 minutes rather from where you started, and your bus is on fire. I don't think that's right, is it? I mean, you fly planes and you do other things. They're fine for the most, but you can't get a bus.
Yeah, do they?
It's not on fire.
Do they maintain them?
Well, I think there's some question about a lot of stuff. Yeah, I don't see their maintenance records, but you know
should.
The I should, yeah. Well, somebody will now if they're not looking already. But you know, they're super cheap and they appeal to people who don't have a lot of money, and they get you there. It's just they get you there as toast. They get you there. The guarantee is we get you there nice and toasty.
It'll be extremely warm on this bus.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Bears announced this afternoon that they've used their franchise tag on wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey. The sides can still negotiate in a long-term deal until July 17th, but if no deal is reached, Jeffrey will earn $14.5 million next season. Since 2013, Jeffrey ranks 9th in the NFL with 3,361 receiving yards and is 14th in touchdown receptions with 21. NHL trade deadline passed at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the Hawks made one minor move today, sending defenseman Dennis Robertson to the Carolina Hurricanes in exchange for goaltender Drew McIntyre. McIntyre is a 32-year-old veteran, and he will report to Rockford. Hawks off until Wednesday when they play their only game of the season in Detroit. Bulls are off tonight as well, getting ready for tomorrow night's game versus the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic did not make the trip, and Derrick Rose is questionable with that lingering right hamstring tendonitis that has seen him sit out the last three games. Chicago now sits eighth in the Eastern Conference, just a half game up on the Detroit Pistons. Finally, White Sox outfielder Adam Eaton had to apologize today for a tweet he sent out last night during the Oscars. The tweet read, quote, "What does it always have to be about black and white? #American. Eaton said that he feels terrible and later tweeted that we should all be equal regardless of color. The Grossinger.com hotline is brought to you by Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles at Grossinger.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You come out in the second half, and it's bombs away.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
We talked combine with Matt Bowen. We talked about Alshon Jeffrey receiving the non-exclusive franchise tag as expected from the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. So certainly no surprise there. A little bit of basketball. We tried to figure out why the Blackhawks were trading for a 32-year-old journeyman.
Bowen was great, though.
Goaltender, great. But yeah, but Bowen is always great.
Yep. All right, so, you know, you pick up Sunday's paper, and I don't know what to expect. It's kind of middle of nothing time, and you're getting ready a couple weeks away from the NCAA tournament. You had a lot of things to go, conference tournament, all that, basketball. But really, you know. So what's the lead story in the Sun-Times? The controversial decision last year to send Chris Bryant to the minors instead of start the season as a Cub. And it was in two places. And I'm thinking, you know, really. And Chris Bryant, of course, said, well, you know, it's fine. It worked out all right. Yeah, I think it kind of did. And I want to know, even this controversial thing that came up, My opinion, you know, was only controversial amongst the stupid. I mean, you knew damn well what the Cubs were doing, and I think it worked out okay. What did he miss? 8 games? Is that right?
Yeah.
He missed 8 games.
To guarantee another year of control.
Yeah, for a team that won 97. I mean, if the decision is like this is controversial, generally there's some recourse down there where you say, uh-oh, you see what happened here? Yeah, I told you at the time that's what it was.
Yeah, no. if you're bringing it up again, there's usually something that's happened that merits
it. Nothing happened.
Bart Starr apparently was
beaten
up in college. I don't know if you saw this. People knew that at Alabama his college career was derailed. This is our buddy Eric at home at Yahoo. After suffering a back injury, and the story was that he was punting for the school in practice. Turns out he was the victim of a severe hazing injury. This is 60 years later, and Starr's wife, Cherry Starr, or Cherry Morton, I guess is her name, who we married at Alabama in 1954, finally told the real story. She said he was hospitalized at one point in traction. That was the days when they were initiated into the A Club. They had severe beatings and paddlings. From all the members of the A Club, they lined up with a big paddle with holes drilled in it, and it injured his back. His back was never right. It was horrible. It was not a football injury. It was an injury sustained from hazing. His whole back all the way up to his rib cage looked like a piece of raw meat. The bruising went all the way up, red and black and awful looking. It was so brutal. So the injury basically ended Starr's career at Bama after starting his first 2 years there. It made him unfit for military service. Affected him throughout his 16-year NFL career spent entirely with the Packers.
I found that like, are you kidding me? This is the varsity quarterback and you're beating him? At Alabama?
Beating him to a pulp.
At Alabama.
Right.
Roll down Tide.
Good thing I saw a nice little story sometimes. This is a story about Tim Hardaway Jr., who I'd sort of forgotten. You know? Because he was a first-round draft pick last year, I believe. Was he not, Tim Hardaway Jr.? Mm-hmm. And his numbers, when he's like out shooting on the court, just by himself, you know, his numbers are extraordinary. He's out there just grabs the ball and shoots it from wherever, three-point distance, whatever, are unbelievable. But he struggled to kind of keep it so that he remains a Hawk. Up and down twice, I think. He's in a D-League again at this point. I don't know if he's out. I think it's a D-League still. But anyway, he has not given up. He's working as hard as he can, and I guess he's getting closer and closer to it. You would think that he would get a shot. I mean, a first-round draft pick, unless he's a complete idiot, would probably get some kind of a chance with your team. But I sort of want, with all the players that come and go, you know, you sort of forget how long Tim Hardaway Jr., I mean, you saw him. I saw him all the time. He's in the Big Ten. He was there. I saw him here. He was having a tournament, so I'm here. And kind of liked him a little bit. I know he could really stroke the ball, and he still can, oddly enough, much better when there's nobody around. But, I mean, when you look at some of the numbers he shoots when he's just out there in the court, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything
with people guarding him.
Here's Phil Jackson's clarification. Because initially he tweeted, "Never seen anything like S. Curry. Remind you of Chris Jackson / Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf at a short but brilliant run in NBA?" And the answer is no, Phil. He doesn't remind me of him. I would suggest that you don't look at the numbers because that's really gonna clown that point for you. So today he tweeted, "How does commenting on Rauf mean I'm comparing him to Curry? Remind, yes, quick release, crossover, yep, MVP, nope, get a grip." I think we have a grip, Phil, but you asked, remind you of Chris Jackson? No.
No.
He doesn't.
No, not even close, not even the same, let's see, not area code, not.
And I don't think that was a short but brilliant run. Could you have a brilliant run when you never averaged 20 points in a game?
No.
For a season?
No.
You never average 20 points a game?
No. That second half, we do it every damn day. We always ask what you think of this. 312-644-6767. Or the other things we discuss, which includes a little bit of airs. Little news today. Alshon Jeffrey is going to be around one way or the other, it would certainly appear. They talked a little bit about the combine and still going on, and the number of really terrific-looking guys that won't make it.
And
they
look
great.
I have an NBA trivia question for you.
NBA trivia question.
NBA, you want me to ask it now and we'll answer it on the other side?
Yeah, ask me now. I'll write it so I don't forget it.
Okay, minimum of 400 games.
All right, minimum of 400 games.
Who are the only four active NBA players
who have averaged at least 10 rebounds per game for their entire careers.
400 games.
400 games. There are four active players who've averaged at least 10 boards per game. So get those names. We'll see how you do.
I'm going right now.
All right. Orson Bernstein, you have the score.
To 670thescore.com
for the latest exclusive digital content from The Score. Podcasts and show audio on demand.
670thescore.com.
Read what's hot in Chicago sports from our 670thescore.com columnists. Exclusive score content focusing on your favorite team.
The Chicago sports digitized.
It all starts at 670thescore.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800. That's 800-815-6024. That's 800-815-6024. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at EmpireToday.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here! Ah!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
This guy's on a mission. He's not going to rest until he completes it.
And neither will we.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
You made a real big mistake when you tried to kill me.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
I mean, he pulled up from 33. It seemed to surprise him a little bit. Andre Robertson was on. It seemed to surprise him. Were you better off just getting all over him and letting him go by you?
You guys should ask some of the old-time players. They have a better idea of how to guard stuff than the new coaches do. All of us new coaches have no idea what we're doing.
Right, Steve Kerr.
Go get him, Steve.
You're absolutely right. That, I said at time, you know, I watched the game, and I cannot recall ever seeing a regular season game that was better than that. I mean, I'm not talking about a playoff game or a championship game. A regular season basketball game that was better than that one. So now, you had three of the greatest players who've ever lived on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You had an overtime period. You had a guy who fouled out who's a pretty good player. And then you had the finish that I think it was more than 32 feet, personally. I think that was a little further than 32
feet. Yeah,
Draymond
Green's, I said that was a 40-footer. That's
yeah. I just have never seen anything quite like it. I have never seen anything quite like it. And then at the same time that happens, he breaks the single-season record for threes in a season with, what, 24 games left? And he shoots 12 of 16 on threes. 12 of 16. Isn't that what he did?
It's just...
I there's nothing...
At some point, it's kind of beyond criticism, right?
Well, I think it's beyond anybody being stupid. Yeah, I mean, you have to stop. Oscar is 77. I don't know if he's...
Though? I read one piece, I think it was at SheridanHoops.com, that he's been doing it for years. That even after he was just retired... He would sit courtside and mutter about how the game sucks now. That this is not a new thing for him. That this is just kind of what he does and what he has done forever. So it shouldn't surprise you. All right, the answer to the trivia question. And nice job, texters. A lot of people got this. It is your. You want to give it a shot, Terry? Your four guys with 400 or more games who active players averaging 10 rebounds for their career.
Is it DeAndre Jordan?
Nope.
How about my guy Andre Drummond?
Nope. I don't think he's got the minimum threshold.
They don't have 400 games yet?
Right.
Might not.
You got to think older guys.
Boy, older guys. I never think about rebounds anymore.
Okay. Tim Duncan?
Tim Duncan is one.
Oh, yeah, Tim Duncan. He's 106.
Tim Duncan. Kevin Garnett.
Oh, yeah.
Dwight.
He's still playing.
Dwight Howard. And Kevin Love.
Boy, that Cavalier thing.
Not working out well for him.
Oh, my God. I don't know what happened there, but I realize it's a little different, I guess, when LeBron doesn't play as opposed to when somebody else takes a night off. You know what I mean? Like somebody else in the NBA just says, I need a night off. I'm not going to play. And then you kind of – but should you expect a complete disaster? Is that a fair expectation given that roster?
No.
Even though he does everything for you. I mean, there's not a part of that game on either end of the court his hands doesn't have a lot to do with. You know what I mean? It's like you're taking away the ticking heart and you're saying, okay, you're not going there and you're not going there. You're going to sit here the entire night and like it because you need a night off. Still no excuses?
No excuses.
That was the Wizards. So, yeah.
No excuses. Not the Wizards team that I saw, the heartless Wizards team that I saw.
Oh, God, weren't they?
John in Portage Park, you're on the score.
God.
Yeah, hi, guys. What did Adam Eaton say wrong?
Did he say wrong?
Yeah.
Well, he seemed to not understand why it was appropriate and or necessary to address a significant inequity going on with the Oscars, and he seemed to minimize its importance when he should understand why it is important for it to be about black and white at that point.
He said nothing wrong.
No, hold on.
They hijacked the whole.
Oh, this is one of these guys. You asked me a question, and
you said nothing wrong.
John, you asked me a question, and I answered it.
All right, and I answered.
I didn't ask for any response. You asked a question, and I'm telling you what happened. That
I think you know what happened.
Yeah, you know. And when he downplays these important protests that are coming from a real place for good reason, it makes him look like an ignorant ass. I don't think it's malicious. I don't think it's evil, but it's just ignorant.
You know what? You know what's a good defense is a good offense, and that's what if you keep crying and complaining and complaining. Then
who are you? Wait, who are you talking about?
Black people.
Oh God! So you think black people are complaining too much?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
John, it's time for you to go away now.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. No, you can go back to your little angry.
No, and there's nothing.
John, it's time to go.
No,
yeah, John, don't pretend that you don't get it. Don't
calls everybody cracker.
Don't pretend that you don't understand. Because you're just.
Why don't you say the other derogatory terms? Well,
John,
you're white, you say cracker all the time.
John,
that's okay.
John, I don't need to insult you because you're already exposing yourself with all your own words.
Dude, we're all Americans, and there's nothing.
You know what? And it sickens me that I have to share a country with you.
Are you still there?
I still wear.
Okay, here. Let me tell you something. You know, you're such a talented guy. But
no,
you know
John, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about your feelings about black people. I want to hear how you, John, I want to hear how you feel about black people.
There's good and bad in all, okay? And they have to look at themselves as a race in order to get better, to better themselves.
And how should they do that?
People killing each other rampantly.
John, how do you suggest, if you have to give black people a roadmap from your spot in your vantage point in Portage Park, how would you guide black people back to where you think they should be?
Just follow all the other groups that came to this country as immigrants. Just do your
best.
Okay,
you know, they didn't come here as immigrants. They came here on boats as property.
Right. Well, they got sold by their own people too.
They came here as property, not as immigrants.
Right. And that was whatever 150, 250 years ago.
Okay. Thank you, John. We appreciate the call. They didn't come here by choice. They were rounded up and placed in the galleys of ships and brought here to work for free until they died.
Oh, boy.
John, make America great again. Get on with that. That's exactly what we're... And the thing is, he knows. He's just calling in to agitate. He understands exactly why people responded to Adam Eaton's tweet the way they did. And I don't think Adam Eaton is a racist. I just think it was ignorant to not understand why it was.
I think that's what it was, too. I don't think that would be really foolish for an athlete to do that. I think I just don't think he knew enough to really do that. I really don't.
Yeah,
my guess would be.
You just should. A guy who's on Twitter, a guy who's that active in social media should know better.
Yeah.
And the Oscars
should.
The Oscars are a place for that and always have been. And the Oscars have been a place for protest, for people discussing their pet causes. It's not an inappropriate place, and
it's always been a highly politicized, highly charged thing. Went way back, depending on what pick an issue.
And it last night, unfortunately, made a lot of unhappy white males more unhappy. But that's where the response came from. The response to something like that. The people who feel threatened by that are often disenfranchised, often low educated, often already unhappy white males. And if you feel bad about it, go ahead and feel bad about it and vote for whoever you want to vote for. If you want to vote for somebody who loves the Ku Klux Klan, and because that mirrors
well,
your,
he's got to familiarize himself
and
with
that
it.
And that mirrors your values and that makes you feel good, then go ahead. I would suggest that you get to your polling place and place your vote and be heard in a way that our democracy can re-enfranchise you. We are Boers and Bernstein, and we still have this giveaway, which is a really good one, a complimentary entry for your kid, kindergarten through eighth grade, to the 2016 Cubs Summer Camp at Evanston Township High School. You have to be listening if you want to win. You have WSCR The Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
Basketball, when played well, basketball is as artistic as it gets because you can do things a bunch of different ways and still get the same result.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Getting affordable parts for your vehicle has never been easier. In fact, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Auto Parts. Stop paying inflated prices for new parts that deflate your wallet. ABC Auto Parts has thousands of parts salvaged from insurance loss vehicles, including transmissions, engines, doors, and tires and wheels for all vehicles. Recycled parts save time, money, and the planet. The next time you need a part, try us first. We've been here since 1936, so we probably have what you need. ABC Auto Parts. Online at abcap.com. That's abcap.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com.